Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're taking a closer look at the work of Mite Gorgordabil.
Oh yeah!
A psychology professor at the University of the Basque Country.
I've heard of her.
She's done some really fascinating research on the impact of educational programs. Specifically in three areas. Artistic education.
Okay.
Peace education.
Interesting.
And emotional intelligence.
I like where this is going.
So get ready for some pretty cool insights into how we learn and grow.
Sounds good.
What I find really intriguing about Gorgordabil's approach is that she doesn't see these areas as isolated silos.
Right.
She looks at how they all connect and build on each other.
Makes sense.
To create a more well-rounded approach to education.
I like that.
So let's start with her early work.
Okay.
Which focused on artistic education for primary school children.
Interesting.
Now, what's really unique about her program is that it uses three distinct artistic languages. Visual.
Okay.
Musical.
Mm-hmm.
And dramatic.
Yeah. That
makes sense.
So it's not just about giving kids crayons and paper.
Right.
It's about exposing them to a really rich and diverse range of creative experiences.
I see.
And what Gorgordabil found was that this multifaceted approach had a ripple effect.
You meaning?
It impacted areas way beyond just basic artistic skills.
Like what?
So, for example, the kids in her program showed significant improvements in their motor creativity. They got way better at copying figures.
Interesting.
And their speed in doing manual tasks really increased.
That's cool.
But here's the really fascinating part.
Okay, I'm listening.
This program also led to improvements in areas you wouldn't necessarily expect. Things like leadership skills.
Wow.
Social adaptation.
Really?
And even verbal creativity.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How does art impact verbal creativity?
It's a great question, right?
Yeah.
It really suggests that engaging in different forms of art can actually stimulate different parts of the brain.
It's leading to all these unexpected benefits.
Makes you wonder how connected everything really is.
It does. And it kind of challenges that old idea that our brains are divided into neat little compartments.
Right. Like creativity only lives in one specific area.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what's really inspiring about this?
Tell me.
Is that it suggests that even if someone doesn't think of themselves as creative in the traditional sense, there might be other creative pathways just waiting to be unlocked.
I love that idea.
Me too. It makes me think we all have so much more potential than we realize.
For sure.
And it highlights how important it is to give kids lots of opportunities to explore different forms of creative expression.
I agree.
You never know what might spark a passion.
True.
Or unlock some hidden talent.
That's a good point.
So we've seen how art can have a much broader impact than we might initially think.
Yeah, way beyond finger paints and crayons.
Exactly. But now I'm curious about the next area of Gorgordabil's research, which is peace education.
Oh, interesting.
So how does that fit into this bigger picture of fostering positive development?
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, her work on peace education focuses specifically on adolescents. And it builds on this idea of interconnectedness.
Okay.
It's not just about preventing violence.
Right.
It's about creating a more peaceful and just society overall.
I like that.
By promoting empathy, understanding, and pro-social behaviors.
So it's about building a foundation for positive social change.
Exactly.
Very cool.
So it sounds like a pretty ambitious undertaking.
Oh, it definitely is.
What did these peace education programs actually look like in practice?
So she developed two programs.
Okay.
They were called A Society That Builds Peace and Taking Steps Towards Peace.
Interesting titles.
And these programs were implemented across multiple schools. And they involved hundreds of teenagers.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and it wasn't just about lecturing them on the importance of peace.
Right, of course.
She used a variety of interactive approaches and assessment tools.
Interesting.
Some of which she actually created specifically for this research.
Oh, wow. So she really wanted to make sure she was measuring the impact of the programs.
Exactly.
So it sounds like a pretty comprehensive approach.
It was.
What kind of impact did these programs actually have on the teenagers involved? Like, did they actually change their attitudes and behaviors?
Well, one of the most significant findings was a decrease in the acceptance of violence among the participants.
Okay, that makes sense.
And you know what's really interesting?
What's that?
She didn't just look at violence in general. She specifically examined attitudes towards ETA violence.
Oh, right, because that has a very particular historical significance in the Basque Country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also state violence.
Mm. So she was looking at it from multiple angles.
Yeah. And she found that the programs had a positive impact on how the adolescents viewed these specific types of violence.
That's really remarkable considering the complex social and political context.
It is. It really speaks to the power of these programs to address some really deeply ingrained attitudes and beliefs.
It does, for sure. Did the programs have any other noticeable effects?
Yeah, they did, in addition to decreasing the acceptance of violence.
Okay.
The programs also led to an increase in positive attitudes towards immigrants.
Oh, that's wondering.
And they also improved empathy and understanding of conflict resolution strategies.
So they were equipping them with practical skills for navigating difficult situations.
Right. And they also increased knowledge about the causes of violence.
Interesting. So they were tackling it from both an attitudinal and an educational standpoint.
Exactly. It really seems like these programs were fostering a more inclusive and understanding worldview among the participants.
It's amazing how these different pieces are starting to connect.
Yeah.
You know, we started with art
and
how it can have these unexpected benefits.
Right.
And now we're seeing how that same concept of interconnectedness applies to building a more peaceful society.
I know. It's really fascinating.
It makes you wonder how this might translate to other areas like personal well-being or emotional intelligence.
You're totally right. And that's actually where Garel Gordobil's research takes us next.
Okay, lead the way. I'm ready to keep going.
Let's do it.
So we've talked about art and peace education.
Right.
Now let's dive into emotional intelligence.
Okay.
What exactly did Garel Gordobil focus on in this area?
Well, her work on emotional intelligence kind of picks up where those other programs leave off.
Okay, how so?
It's all about giving adolescents the tools to understand and manage their own emotions and navigate those tricky social situations.
I can only imagine how tough that can be as a teenager.
Oh, absolutely.
So how did she approach this? Did she have like a specific program?
Yeah, she did. She developed a program specifically for teenagers, and it was structured around five key modules.
Five modules. It's pretty comprehensive.
It is right. It covers self-awareness, emotional regulation, mood management, communication, and empathy.
So basically a toolkit for building healthy relationships.
Exactly.
And coping with all the challenges of being a teenager.
Pretty much.
But did it actually work?
Oh, the results are pretty amazing.
Tell me more.
The program led to an increase in positive social behaviors.
Okay, that makes sense.
And, you know, more assertive communication.
Interesting.
It wasn't just surface level stuff either.
Really?
Participants also showed improved empathy.
Oh, yeah.
Better emotional awareness.
That's impressive.
And even greater control over their anger.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I think we often assume those things are just part of someone's personality.
Right. Like you're either born with it or you're not.
Exactly.
But this research really challenges that.
It does.
It shows that emotional intelligence can be learned and developed even during the teenage years.
And those are some pretty crucial years.
They are.
So what happened after the program ended? Did the effects last?
Well, a year later, many of those positive changes were still there.
Wow. A year later. That's pretty remarkable.
It is. And get this. The adolescents were even using fewer aggressive strategies to resolve conflicts.
So they were putting those new skills into practice.
Exactly.
You mentioned earlier that Garel Gordobil's work on emotional intelligence builds on her earlier research. Can you explain that connection a little more?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
If you're more self-aware and you can regulate your emotions, you're less likely to just react impulsively or lash out at others.
Makes sense.
You're more likely to approach conflicts with empathy and understanding.
Which are key parts of her peace education work.
Right. It all ties together.
It's like a chain reaction.
It is.
Developing emotional intelligence can lead to more peaceful interactions, which then contributes to a more harmonious and just society. Full circle.
Full circle. And there's one more really interesting finding from the emotional intelligence program.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me.
The program actually led to a significant reduction in psychosomatic symptoms.
Psychosomatic symptoms like what?
Things like headaches and stomach aches.
Wow. So their emotional well-being was actually impacting their physical health.
It really was.
That's such a powerful connection.
It is, right? It shows how interconnected our minds and bodies are.
Absolutely.
And how important it is to address emotional well-being for our overall health.
Not just our mental health.
Exactly.
This is also fascinating.
I know, right?
Gary Gordabill's work has given us so much to think about.
It really has.
From art to peace education to emotional intelligence.
It's all connected.
It's amazing to see how education can be such a powerful force for positive change.
I agree.
Both in individuals and in society. So what's the key takeaway here for our listeners?
I think the most important thing is to remember that all these areas we've talked about, they're not separate subjects.
Right.
They're all part of this bigger framework for nurturing well-rounded, compassionate, and resilient people.
Oh, I love that.
And that's something we can all apply to our own lives.
Absolutely. Whether we're educators or parents or just individuals trying to grow and learn.
For sure.
This has been such an incredible deep dive into the world of education and human potential.
Such fascinating work.
Thank you so much for joining us on this journey.
Thanks for having me.
And to our listeners, keep learning and stay curious.